So here we go. What's it looking like? The BE100s, the largest black-owned businesses in the U.S. of A. Well, at number one, we have Worldwide Technology Incorporated. I mentioned them. And by the way, I'm going to be rounding up or down just to, you know, round the numbers a bit, make it a little simpler to follow, but you'll still get the gist of it. You will definitely have the essence of what kind of revenues these companies have. Worldwide Technology Incorporated, number one. They're located in St. Louis, Missouri. The chief executive, apparently this is being shared by, this position being shared by David L. Stewart and James P. Kavanaugh. The type of business, IT products and services, their revenues, and all of these as of course, 2017. 2017, this is what their revenues were. $10.7 billion. $10.7 billion. Number two, the Act One Group that I mentioned to you, located in Torrance, California, where Janice Bryant Howroyd is the chief executive officer. This is a staffing services business that earned $2.8 billion in revenue. At number three, Bridgewater Interiors, LLC, located in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, where Ronald E. Hall Jr. has the honor of serving as chief executive officer. They supply automotive parts. They earned just over $2 billion in revenues. The Piston Group comes in at number four. They're located in Southfield, Michigan, where Vincent Johnson serves as chief executive officer. They are also suppliers of automotive parts. They earned $1.7 billion last year. The Coca-Cola Beverages Florida LLC comes in at number five, numero cinco. They're located in, of course, Florida, right? Which city would you say? Tampa, Florida, where Troy D. Taylor serves as chief executive officer. And of course, this is a beverage bottling and warehousing company. They earned $1.2 billion. Coming in at number six, Modular Assembly Innovations, LLC, located in Dublin, no, not Ireland, but Dublin, Ohio, where Billy R. Vickers is the CEO. They manufacture automotive parts, and they earned just over $1 billion. Manna Incorporated, coming in at number seven, located in Louisville, Kentucky. Ryan Bridgman is the CEO. You hear Manna Incorporated. What type of business would you say that is? Manna Incorporated. Yes, a lot of you are saying, some kind of food business. And you're exactly right. Quick service restaurants. And they earned $875 million. Who is looking for some more familiar names? How about this one? This is a company we've been reading about for decades. They came in at number 20 in this most recent listing. H.J. Russell Company and Company, located in Atlanta, Georgia, where Michael B. Russell is the CEO, where their specialties are construction, real estate, and food concessions. They earned $228 million. Interesting that they were one of the earlier companies we began to read about several decades ago. Man, I tell you what, where they are now, what some of these other businesses are doing is amazing. Okay, this is what they're telling us. I know this is probably one of the businesses you were looking for. This is what they're showing in the BE100's list. Harpo Incorporated, Oprah Winfrey's company, located in Chicago, Illinois, came in at number 51. Multimedia group that earned $72 million. So that's where we are for now. I think I'm going to revisit this topic at some point. It's very interesting. Again, I want to point out my great satisfaction that so many members of various ethnic groups are helping members of various ethnic groups do so well. There's no question that members of the black community help businesses owned by and run by white businesses too. It's beautiful to see this going both ways. Till next time.